I'm delighted to be speaking to Amy McLaughlin of Na Dúnamh ahead of the AIB All-Ireland Ladies Football Junior Club Championship final against Mungret St. Paul's, which takes place in Parnell Park on Saturday, December 15th. This year, AIB becomes the title sponsor of the All-Ireland Ladies Football Club Championship. This historic four-year sponsorship marks the first time a single sponsor has united Gaelic football, hurling, camogie and ladies football under the one banner. Amy, how much are you looking forward to this week's clash against Mungret St. Paul's?
Oh, we're so excited. Most of us girls haven't experienced anything like this before, and it's just so special for such a small club. Like, we only got a ladies team in 2017, and like the club had a lovely post up yesterday of like all the photos from the years and all the underage teams that some of us girls would have played on and all of our achievements. And yeah, it's really nice for the older girls that have been there since the start back in 2017, and then the younger girls who have been watching us since they were like 10, and now they're up playing with us in an All-Ireland final. And yeah, I'm just buzzing, like playing with girls that I've been playing with since underage. Like, we won under 14 Division One final in, I think it was 2017, and there's 8 or 9 of us girls now playing for the seniors, and it's just so special. It'd just be unreal to win an All-Ireland with them same girls that I grew up with.
And like, when you think of it, 2017, or when the club was founded, like, nobody back then must have thought, okay, there's an All-Ireland final or potentially title in this team.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, we have to praise the ones that took us on at the start. Suzanne Gallagher and like the two Johns and Paul McBride, they took us on when nobody else really wanted us. I think they had a meeting in 2016, and they started a group chat then, and they just added, I think, everyone in the parish into it. We had the All-Ireland Gaeltacht in 2018, and we had over 30 girls. Like, it was unreal. Like, girls that would have played years ago, girls that were in other clubs that came back to Downing's because like we didn't have a team before that. Yeah, it's just unreal how far we've come now.
And like, previously, before the club was founded, where were the local footballers? Where were they going? How far? And were they going to different clubs or all the same one?
Yeah, I think some girls, they were like in Milford, St. Michael's and Terman. So like, Shannon played for Terman in 2014, Shannon McGruddy, and they won the Senior All-Ireland. So it's like a full circle for her as well.
And it must be great to be able to lean on the experiences that the likes of Shannon has had.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's good, like, having girls like Shannon and ones that have been there from the start. And we have Julie Trerty as well. She has county experience. And yeah, we have loads of leaders on the team, so we're very lucky.
And you became the first Donegal winners of the Ulster Junior Championship, beating Warren Point. That must have been a great feeling.
Yeah, it was unreal. Like, but there was definitely a bit of luck behind it. Like, we had no easy games in Ulster. Like, it's fine margins. And like, was it the quarterfinal? Yeah, Butler's Bridge. They got a penalty and they had it over the bar. Like, it's fine margins. And then in the semi-final, like, the two goals that we got, if it wasn't Denise Doherty on the end of them, they probably wouldn't have been goals. So yeah, we're very lucky to be where we are now.
And like, when you go back to the start of the season, had anybody spoken about getting to an All-Ireland final, or what were the goals?
The goal was just to win Junior A, get out of Junior A, really. Some of the girls would have been on about Ulster, but that was kind of not in my head at all. It was just get out of Junior A, because we've been playing in Division One now for the last 2 years. So it's been a bit annoying down in Junior A, but like, last year we lost to Dunlow in the county final, and they went and won intermediate this year. So it just shows you like how close we are to those teams. Like, they're playing senior championship next year, so Dunlow really have pushed us on as well.
And when did the likes of yourself get an inkling that, oh, maybe this season could be different and we could go on a real run?
I think, well, we got relegated in the league, so that was annoying.
That wasn't a good start.
Yeah, but like, looking back, like, it's grand now. Like, you wouldn't change it. Like, you'd rather be in Division Two for the league next year, and like, we have an Ulster Cup I don't know when. We just took it like game at a time, and yeah, we kind of said once we won Donegal that anything after that was a bonus. And then whenever we won Ulster, we said the same, but now we're so close, you just kind of want to go out and win it.
And when you were in the All-Ireland semi-final against Kilcock, you had a 1-7-7 win. Sinéad McBride got the only goal, and then a couple of brilliant saves from Charlie Shevlin in the goal. Talk to us about that game and what it felt like in the final whistle.
Oh, it was unreal. Yeah, the last 5 minutes felt like an hour. Like it was horrible. But yeah, Charlie, thank God, made a couple of good saves, and our defenders were brilliant. Like it took us a while to get going, and I feel like we've been like that kind of all year. But yeah, and then Danny Shovlin came on and she got a point, and we were up by three then. And it was kind of, I think that was the last minute of normal time. And yeah, we were feeling good, but like our defenders really kept us in the game, and they have all year. Like girls getting last minute blocks, like Chloe Hay was unreal.
Yeah, and then talk. Can you talk to me about the influence of your manager, Barney Curran, and the management team that you have there?
Yeah, so Barney came in this year. It was his first year, and we had a meeting in February, and the main goal was just to win Junior A. And thankfully that happened, and he had all the girls involved, which was good. Like in the league, we had big numbers. So yeah, it's paid off. We have good subs that can come on, like it's not just a 1 to 15, like we have 1 to, I think it's 28 or 29, so we're very lucky.
And what's the mood like in the parish at the moment? Is there lots of bunting around the place?
It's unreal. Like the all of Downing's is just green and yellow. It's lovely, and all the young ones in the schools, school Niamh Bridge wrote us a wee song as well, and it's unreal. Like, and having our home semi-finals, we had a guard of honor with all the younger girls and boys, and it's just, yeah, there's a great buzz about the place.
And this song, does it mention the player names or what's it about?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't mention any of the player names. No.
Okay, so is it just a general thing on the
Yeah,
club?
just kind of about our journey.
Okay, brilliant. And then I suppose what would it mean to the parish and to yourselves as players if you could get over the line?
Yeah, it would just mean so much. Like I said, for the older girls like Denise Doherty and Michelle Coyle, who have been there from the start, and they've been on about hanging up the boots the last maybe 3 years. So I wouldn't be too disappointed now if they were to step away next year if we had an All-Ireland cup. But yeah, it's just unreal, and for the younger girls to be involved, and for like all our past managers who have achieved so much with us, like this would just be the cherry on top.
Okay, so Nadunov against Mungret St. Paul's in the AIB Ladies Football Junior Club Championship Final. That takes place Saturday, December 15th. Thanks very much, Amy, and best of luck in the final.
Thanks very much.